Today we celebrate Holy Family Sunday, and we look at the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and we see in them a great model of how we are supposed to live holiness. And the beautiful thing about this is that they don't just show, you know, like the amazing and miraculous things. A lot of times when we think about holiness, when we think about saints, we think, well, these are the people that did these great and incredible things. They did miracles, they walked on water, they multiplied loaves, they drove out demons and all these things. And yet, that's not what holiness is. Sometimes, of course, saints are called to do those things, but that's not what a saint is. When we look at the life of the Holy Family, well, yes, they did have some angels and, you know, the star and the magi and all that stuff. But the bulk of their family life was ordinary, everyday things. You know, we have a little bit at the beginning. We have like when Jesus is 12 years old, he's found in the temple. He says, "Don't you know I should be about my Father's business?" But the other 30 years, the other 30 years of Jesus' growing up and his life in the home, normal, every day, learning a trade, working hard, sweating, probably getting splinters, doing the things that they have to do, struggling in poverty. It's normal stuff. And anyone can do that. What makes a family holy isn't the great things that they do. What makes a family holy is the normal, everyday, ordinary, small things they do with great love. That we do the normal things with love, instead of just doing them because they have to do them. So as you're there scrubbing the floor and you're looking at this stuff, and saying, "Oh, those kids." Well, there you could do it that way. Or recognizing this is part of our vocation. And we clean and we cook and we mow the lawn and shovel the snow and do all these things for the love of the people around us. Now, you know what family means because you remember every single homily I've ever given you. And so you remember all those details. But for the two of you that weren't here when I talked about what family means or that you had this lapse of memory, you know that family means forget about me, I love you. Forget about me, I love you. F-A-M-I-L-Y. This is what the core of family is. It's not about seeking myself. It's not about seeking what I can get from you, but rather, forget about me. I'm reaching out in love for you. I want to serve you. We see this, of course, so much in the Holy Family. After all, Jesus, who is God, the King of the universe, came as a servant. He came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. He who, though he was in the form of God, did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of humanity. That God shows that his primary relationship with us is he serves. Not because he wants to be a doormat, but he serves because he loves. That's what family is about. We serve because we love. Pope Benedict put it this way: the family is the privileged setting where every person learns to give and receive love. That's the primary role of the family, learning love. Why? Because the primary role of the family is to get each other to heaven. Have you thought about that? Have you thought about, you husbands, that your primary role is to get your wives to heaven? Wives, have you thought that your primary role is to get your husbands to heaven? Parents, have you thought that your primary role is to help get your kids to heaven? We want the best for those we love. But the best isn't just stuff that passes away, things that will end after a short period of time. So we don't just want the ones we love to have good health or to have lots of money or to be successful, because these things will all disappear in time. But rather we want what will last, the good that won't ever go away, the eternal life of heaven. And that's more important than anything else. Not that you don't strive for those other things, but we keep focused on that most important thing, eternal happiness. And so we want that eternal happiness for those we love. And I've seen this so often. I truly have, as I've seen parents who have lamented so much over their children who no longer believe, who no longer go to church, who no longer seek out the Lord's will in their lives. And it breaks their heart, and they, like Saint Monica, pray and pray and pray and weep. And God wants us to seek that for those we love. That we want that for those around us. Now again, serving others doesn't mean becoming just a doormat to others. Why? Because if we want what is best for the other, if we want the other to get to heaven, we want them not to be sinning. And if I become a doormat to the other and they just trample all over me, that's not helping them, right? And so we want to build people up in that which is most important, love. Now, a lot of times we have kind of this messed up understanding of love. We have this, you know, oh, whoa, I feel so good. You make me feel so wonderful. Oh, baby, baby. Well, the feelings are great, but that's not love. Love, by definition, is self-gift. It's willing the other, the good of the other, as other. I want your good. Not because of how you make me feel. Not because of what you can do for me. Not because if, you know, I give you all these good things, then you're going to smile at me and that'll just make me feel so wonderful. I want your good for your own sake. That's what love is. Now, am I saying this because I've perfected the practice of love in my own life? No. But I know what it is, and I strive for it even amidst all my weakness and brokenness. I want to love. I want to want the people I love's good for their own sake. Even though very often it is, I am selfish in my own ways. I want to go beyond my selfishness. I want to go beyond that. And family life is meant to be that place where we grow in that self-denying gift of love for the other. Forget about me. I love you. Now, if you haven't noticed, I just want to say this right now. If you haven't noticed, family life is under attack in our culture today. And there are so many different things that are attacking it. Ultimately, of course, it's Satan, because he hates family, because it's a reflection of God. But when we look at a number of the different things, I'm going to only mention one of the things that's attacking family life today. Busyness. Busyness gets in the way of family life. We do so much that we never have time for each other. Now, I know there are seasons of our lives where we have to take care of others, where we have to do this or that other thing, but it has become a way of life and, in fact, a status symbol whereby, see how busy we are? This shows how good we are. My kids are in this and this and that, and they're going a million different directions. Don't we have a great family? And they spend no time together. No time eating together, playing together, sharing love together, because so often we're in a million different directions. Busyness is one of the greatest things that's attacking family life today. Sometimes we have to go and look at the very good things we're doing, but saying, are these keeping me from living out my vocation as father, mother, husband, wife, child, brother, sister? Are these things keeping me from living out the vocation where I am supposed to be building up the family and helping each other get to heaven? We're called on this Holy Family Sunday that our families be holy, that our families grow in that knowledge of God, in love of each other, in love of God. Will we take this opportunity really to examine our family life and say, what needs to change for us to grow in holiness? Do we need to give something up? Do I need to give up my own selfishness so that I can reach out for others in the family? Am I really seeking that the people I'm with get to heaven? Am I seeking the good of the other as other?